This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McLean. Three protesters were killed, 58 others wounded in Iran, and continued unrest after Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced he intends to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Arar Bridge, when security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. In the southern city of Nasiriya, security forces used live fire and tear gas to repel protesters on two main bridges which led to the city center. Security and hospital officials said a further three protesters were killed and 15 wounded early Saturday by security forces who fired live rounds at them in the holy city of Najaf. At least 400 people have died since a leaderless uprising shook Iraq, with thousands of Iraqis taking to the streets in Baghdad and the predominantly Shiite southern Iraq, decrying corruption, poor services, lack of jobs, and they're calling for an end to the post-2003 political system. A high-ranking official has been killed in clashes with security forces in Jaljan province in Afghanistan's north, a local official said Saturday. A provincial government spokesman told RFERL that Kari Nuruddin and his four bodyguards were killed in the district where the militant group has a strong presence. Officials in southern Afghanistan say that a bomb explosion Saturday killed a senior military commander and wounded at least three other people, including a local journalist. The provincial police spokesman told VOA that the general, the commander of an army border unit, was heading to the volatile district along with a group of journalists to visit an ongoing counterinsurgency operation when the convoy struck a road.